start the recording. Okay, so I call this President's Cabinet Associated Students to order on Tuesday, November 7th at 6:03 p.m. in the President's Conference Room on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. Moving into agenda item two, roll call.
President Teixeira.
Present.
Vice President Altieza.
Present.
Chief of Staff Bradley.
Present.
Attorney General Harris.
Present.
Director Anderson.
Present.
Director Wahlberg.
Present.
Director DeSamaro.
Present in the form of Luke Vidar.
Present.
Director Cannell.
Present.
Director Schultz.
Present.
Director Mason.
Tardy. Unexcused.
Censure.
Everyone gets censured. I'm down.
Director Benjo.
Present.
Quorum is present.
Alright, okay, we'll move into agenda item three, public comment. So, today I'm presenting you my wonderful intern. This is McKenna Levitt. Introduce yourself.
McKenna.
I'm Noah's intern.
Good, so she's going to be coming to our executive board meetings and coming to some of our meetings that I have with you guys. She's the best intern that we have within ASUN, so...
Okay.
All of you.
I also have a my intern ran for Mace,
no,
so...
That was pretty, that was a stretch.
Okay. I guess we gotta move into questions.
So, okay, we'll move into agenda item 5A, reports to the ASUN's officers. So for myself, today I actually got to report at the president's budget hearing for ENCHI, which was super interesting because I got to see all of our goals over the next couple of years. We actually are under their goals for expanding our budget. I thought that was like impossible, but it's not. But it opened my eyes to a lot of things that we're working on in respect to budget analysis and how the university is going to be moving forward with per credit funding and things like that. Over this past week, I've had a lot of meetings with athletics because I went with them to Boise, and they are super open to an idea of getting the athlete's voice on everything that's happening on campus with police officers and things. Attorney General Harris and I had a conversation with Director Newth, and it sounds like they're all open for any type of demonstration to say that they support CAP. And they said that at the game they had last year against Purdue, they wanted to have on their towels, "We support CAP," but Purdue doesn't supply towels for some unknown reason. So they didn't do it, and I told them that we would actually fund towels for "We support CAP." So we're going to buy towels for the people attending the game and for the football team themselves, and we might actually continue it into basketball season, but we're definitely going to do that for the athletics programs in partnership with Blue Crew and obviously athletics. And yeah, other than that, I had a meeting with the food committee this past week. It was incredible. We got new coffee coming to campus. It's Nitro Brew. I don't know if you guys heard my report at Senate, but it's hits you fast.
I think everyone did. Yeah, I think everyone got the gist for sure.
So, okay. Then, other than that, that's all I have to do report. Sandy's out of the office if you guys needed her until Friday, and same with Amy. They're in white. Yeah, moving to agenda item 5B.
Okay.
Set your
timeline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. So myself and Director Henderson have been working on World's AIDS Day extensively. That's going to be on December 1st. So myself and her will be getting tested on Thursday the 16th. And what we're doing is it's going to be a ton of pictures just kind of walking students through the different steps of getting tested. So honestly, we're pretty frightened about it, but we're going in headstrong. So we're really excited for that event. There's going to be a ton of different people. We're having Daniel Fred, Enid from the Student Health Center, a bunch of different known faculty and everything kind of participate in this. And then we worked on getting condoms with red ribbons to pass out on actual World's AIDS Day. So these pictures and everything will be up in display in the Knowledge Center from November 27th through December 1st. And it's an oral swab process. Inkwise taking all the pictures for us, so it's going to be kind of cool to just show students exactly what what you do to get tested. We're also offering free testing, and I have my interns working on a microenvironment that we could also put in for World AIDS Day as well. With counseling services, myself And Director Schultz had a meeting with Carla Franek this past week. Right now, the shift is kind of with counseling services. Before, it was really promoting people to go to the counseling services and show that destigmatizing kind of going and getting help. But now we see that so many students are using the student counseling services. So now the movement is kind of towards empowering students, whether that be in like social anxiety situations, but what tools can we offer our students so that they're not going to the counseling services every week for things that they could honestly do on their own. So whether that be for stress, what can we do for them? So another big thing that we're trying to push is student help groups. So the counseling service provides a lot of groups for like social anxiety, depression, stress, and I think we could really do a better job at promoting these because they do these like every week, and a lot of students don't know that we even have support groups for these. So we're going to be working on a program for that. Myself and Director Schultz will probably talk about it a little bit more, but we gained a lot of insight about the legislation that we're trying to work on, and the counseling services would also like us to push an online chat system. So like say a student who is coming in every week to talk about like their social anxiety, if they had an online portal that they could just go in and get these social skills, it would limit, or it would have more students be able to come and use these time slots that we have available for walk-ins. Other than that, the PAC internship grant program closed yesterday. I followed up with with Career Studio, try to get some data for you guys already for today, but there's just no information available so far. As soon as I get that, I'll make sure you have it. That's it for my report.
It'll tell you a lot of people, a lot.
For?
Packaging.
Because
I have the data.
Shocking.
Ooh.
Are there any questions? Moving to agenda item 5, CE Chief Staff, Chris Bradley.
Okay, so I'll keep it short and sweet. I've been working on interns and elector, so with our interns, just remember to bring them wherever you're going. Have projects for them. Noah has turned into his dad. It's great and awesome and just brings it everywhere.
She's the best.
Okay, pause on like, do you guys remember at retreat when Noah literally looked me dead in the eyes and said, I'm not taking an intern?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know why you would think I would. And now he loves it, so everybody. So I'm working on a social for all of the interns across all of the different departments between, you know, Senate, clubs and orgs. So we're going to be working on that just to get them all feeling like a community of interns ready to take on ASUN. And then for elector, we've had 66 registered people for elector. The link is still live, so if you guys want to sign up as well, you can do that. If you want to come and attend the event, by all means, go for it. Anybody's welcome to come to elector. So.
Are there any questions for Chief Staff Bradley? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 5. E, Director of Campus Public Relations, Brandon Wahlberg.
Okay. So I emailed both those people I said I was going to email, and only one has replied so far, Emily Crawford, and she said, thank you for reaching out, kind of thing. How she, kind of like what they do for Gear Up, I'm going to spare you all that, but she's like, but... She goes, we have various events throughout the year, but we have one coming up that would be a great start for a partnership. And so she says, we are hoping to host a panel of ASUN participants and or UNR clubs and org participants to give like students insight to the life of a college student. And so the panel will be on January 4th. I know it's kind of weird. That's a good weird time, but January 4th from 9:45 to 10:30 a.m. But it's, I guess it's like they wanted to get a couple people either from ASUN or just clubs and orgs to just sit on a panel and ask questions or answer questions from, I think, high schoolers. It says 7th grade to 12th, actually.
Where is it?
I don't have any other information than that, except for that I said I was interested and I have a meeting later tonight. We'll talk about it.
I have a good speaker.
Oh my god.
Who is that?
Who are you calling?
So yeah, I'll talk about this tomorrow. Hopefully we get some senders to do something. And then, my interns are going to be working kind of on like research for finding more PAC-friendly businesses and also working with Sebastian on the campus of the city, kind of what we can do with that. Me and Hannah are meeting with her old leadership teacher, Brad Naughton. He has a regional conference on November 18th, and so we're just going to get kind of like a, me and Hannah are going to have a plan kind of ready for him to proofread, and then he can kind of help us do outreach and stuff in regards to the leadership thing. I don't really know what that all means, but we'll figure that out on Friday. And then also I'm going to Inkbot's meeting on Friday, and then I also have one more, because all the welcome back week, they said that they wanted to make sure there's no miscommunication. Oh. So I'll be there at 10 a.m. And then, so this is something that Nicole Collins, the director or advisor for Inkblot, some people like tagged us in a thing. I think it was at Cal Poly Cal Berkeley.
It was Cal Poly. It was a free speech wall.
The free speech wall, and it was kind of like, what's the worst that can happen? Kind of idea, but essentially what they did at that school was they just had like a free speech wall and it had like pro and against Trump, pro and, you know, just like all these different issues, and I don't know whether or not that would be kind of a good, there's a lot of different ways it can play out. I think one way it could play out is that some students who are really hurt by a lot of like the Nazi language on campus would get to kind of like graffiti back in a area that's like publicly seen, and also be the same area. The free speech area is the area where we're gonna get the Democracy Plaza.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll talk to Sandy about that. That probably wouldn't be like until like she was back, because that's kind of like that would kind of be a big deal. But I'm really torn on where I feel about it currently, and that's why I wouldn't mind if you guys had any like opinions on it, because I do think that like what is the worst that can happen. And if the worst would be someone putting like hate speech, they're going to be doing it, and like finally we'll be getting some IDs. I don't know. That's just like.
So this is a learning.
Speech.
Yeah.
Right.
So then therein lies the problem, that you're giving a platform, but you can't do anything about it because it's a free speech.
People don't get
platform.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a circle.
Yeah, but
like a circle.
We're just supposed to facilitate. That's what we've been trying to say. We've been saying that we want to try to facilitate the dialogue. I feel like this is like the next step in that.
Spencer?
We ran into the same problem with the legislative tracker we're putting up. We're putting up pieces of legislation and where the students go. The one thing that we've got to decide is, what is our mission as a university? Are we going to put forth regulation on free speech, or are we actually going to have the free speech conversation? So, toe the line, but I wouldn't want to do that, especially in the climate we have right now.
Precious, what do you think?
I feel like we're getting challenged by that student. Obviously, like, they're calling us out on Twitter, like, so we should do this. Like, why can't we? This other university did it. We should do.
What if we just reframed it? And instead of doing a free speech wall, we did something else related to free speech. And have the student's voice be the free speech piece, instead of talking about what is free speech with Sean King and Lauren Cooley.
I don't understand the first half and second half of that sentence, the difference.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, instead of a wall, we actually have students speak.
Oh. I think that would work better.
Are we talking, so like, Berkeley soapbox? Yeah. Okay, I can get that.
It also goes with like what Clubs and Orgs was talking about when Sandy mentioned, like, if we got like a bullhorn as part of the Clubs and Orgs kind of inventory of things that they can rent out and things like that. I think that would help for the speech.
I like that idea.
I think the art aspect is a point they're trying to make this one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the art aspect has a different connotation on our campus right now too. So
look, all I can say is that from the people in my conversation groups, are a lot of them are pissed, and especially people in the community.
So do you want to like make them be pissed forever and never ever deal with it? You know, that's kind
issue,
of the.
I don't think anything we say at this point, absolutely anything, would be construed badly. Just trust me, I got my ear rung off on that whole thing. I haven't said anything because I don't feel like I should. So.
Well, Well, okay, Brandon, are you saying that we have to take action on this in order for them to feel better about it?
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that it goes along with the exact narrative that our campus is going on with. And I really don't see, like, if we can get a lot of students who are really passionate about this issue to be speaking out, or, like, have, like, their own medium, I think that it could kind of, like, rise and then dissolve is where I kind of see this going. But if you guys don't agree with me, that's completely okay. It's not like a new, it's not like a thing that I would be doing anytime soon. I'm just saying that it's like a, I don't really know what we could do except for give students a place to talk. Kind of, I agree, anything that we say or do is going to get misconstrued. There's just so many things, but if we're just going out there and letting people go out, I don't know. It's kind of the whole narrative of our entire semester. Just more public and more less of that we're trying to, like, hide this conversation from happening. Because that's another critique that we've been getting. So there's so many pros and cons. And that's why I think I would really, we need Sandy here, to be honest with you. I know that she's always fighting on everything, but I would really want to hear her opinion.
I agree. I don't know. I just feel like, especially right now, our campus is, like, a lot hotter than Cal Poly. It's really hard to, like, compare the two schools because Cal Poly hasn't had quite the same reaction that we've had. But I see where you're coming from.
What side do you think is going to be more participate more?
I don't think it's going to be what side's going to participate more. I think it's just going to be what side is going to be misconstrued in what they say on the board that pisses the other side off.
But
then they get a chance to react right there.
But it's like, why ensue like that confrontation? That's
I really don't think you should do a board.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean that's exactly what was in the art like building. That is exactly a,
like,
board where anyone can write anything, and like that's what
next
happened.
Next semester, if you want to do this right now, I would not suggest it. Next semester, early in the semester, sure. Plan it out, have a plan.
Well, my thing is, do they have something similar to, like we already have that on our campus, and it's in the stairway. You know, do they have something like that on their campus? Like, maybe that was then.
It's literally a built piece of, like a wall that they built, and people come up and it's blank slate and you start it that day.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, we have that and it's in the stairway.
No, we don't. This is like, it's a brand new wall that they put out in front of their student union.
It's like what
same
we did
the
at.
Idea though.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing.
I mean, yeah, I don't think it's gonna like solve anything. Like, it's gonna be people going back and forth, lighting fuel to the fire. But I mean, the only thing I had was that they tagged us, like, they want us to say something, so how are we going to respond to them in a way that we're not just ignoring it? Because if we just ignore it, it's going to be a problem. If we put the wall up, it's going to be an issue. So, I mean, maybe doing middle ground, like, having them speak would be an answer.
I think the issue is, like, who's going to, like, there has to be a mediator. Are we as AZUN going to do that? You have people speaking. What's going to stop those people from hurting each other when they get upset? Like, you're going to have someone there, and it's the same with the wall. What happens when someone puts a swastika on there in the middle of the night? Like, you're going to take that off the free speech wall or just, like, let it escalate? It's like, who's going to be there to man this? Because we do have a different setting than Cal Poly.
Okay. For clarification, do they clear this wall every single day?
No, it's a one-time event. They put it up, and then once it's full, they take it away.
Why don't you put it someplace that has video surveillance? And,
but if you're
drawing swastikas and stuff, if you're on camera, think about it. Do you want someone to watch you draw a swastika?
But then it's not free speech.
I know, but people are doing
it. It's free though. We're not exploiting anyone, just the fact that it's there.
Sebastian,
I just feel like the best way to write back to this person is just tell them that right now we're working on getting a Democracy Plaza. This is just not something that we find in the aspect of our jurisdiction, and move on from there.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, but I got the idea kind of from when you were talking, was what if we just take this energy of this idea and concept and just do it for kind of like a marketing campaign for Democracy Plaza?
Yeah.
Perfect. I think that
very
was
broad.
In the direction
I'll put in like a work order for that with Inkblot, just kind of like the plans for when that should happen. And then also that we can use that to push Hannah's kind of how to peacefully protest.
Right.
Okay, we'll just incorporate that and kind of drop it. Okay.
Thank you.
No problem.
Moving to agenda item 5F, Attorney General Cameron Harris.
All right, your favorite report. Okay, so, right, okay. So I sent out the budget to everyone that needs to agendize meetings to approve things. I hope that was clear. I hope no one has questions on that. You can save your questions till the end when I'm done. I met with the Wizard of ASUN, Raul, and he set me up nice and pretty with the online submission for campaign materials. It's super easy. Courtney and I will be able to view it and keep track of everyone's submissions online. All the candidates can only submit things to their own specific folder, so there's a lot of safeguards on this, and it took all of like 5 minutes. Raul's literally magic. And then I got, I love that man. He told me of all of his speech impediments as a child and all of his curse words that he got in trouble with as a kid. It was great. And then I got an opinion request today from Senator Flangus saying that, Cole, can you hear me? Buddy. Cole.
Keep him forward.
Okay. Well, anyway, so it says that under Director Nason's... Right on time, thank you. All right, listen, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Great. All right, so under Director Nason's charge, Blue Crew is not hosting a Beat UNLV UNLV week. Is this true?
Not for the football season.
What? So you're holding one for the basketball season?
Correct.
I'm outraged.
Okay. So is that gonna be? Okay. What? Okay, because the. Yes.
Yeah, so the problem with BUNLV weeks that we encountered last year was it's constantly the week of Thanksgiving, and students leave. They generally leave sometime on Wednesday or that Thursday morning. And so last year we had two events, and the first one was a dud, and the second one we got all right attendance, but kind of just looking at how many people came to the money we spent on it, it just wasn't really worth it. And so, you know, I mean, we can promote BULB, and I mean, if y'all think it would be a good idea to have a two-day event, we can do it for the football season.
Well, listen, I don't think it's a good idea from the information you're giving me. But in their mission, it says you have to host a Beat UNLV week, and I got an opinion request because they want to censure you.
So wait, hold up. So in the SAS, does it say that they need one for football?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then you need to write an opinion that sides with him and says that it is for
it sides
as a whole because it's UNLV week as a whole.
Well, okay, Cole, let me get this straight. So when are you planning on hosting a Beat UNLV week if you don't host it for football season?
I'll play UNLV at basketball.
So just during basketball, okay. Okay.
Correct. Me and Canelle.
Cole, what were your events for Beat UNLV week last year, and do you think since it's a home game this year, attendance will increase?
Well, last year, on Monday, we just handed out canes.
Typical.
And then that Tuesday, we had football spots. And that was actually, I mean, the students liked that. That was a pretty good time. Part of the reason why they were participating in the football toss were to win tickets to the away UNLV game. And then the previous director didn't fill out the right paperwork with the tickets being a prize and so we got a little bit of trouble with that. I just think, I mean, the attendance wasn't great. I mean, seeing that it's a home game this year, I think there will be a stronger student attendance, but I mean, compared to the previous games and seeing our current record and seeing, you know, the student attendance throughout this past season, I just don't know if it's worth it. But, I mean, if I'm getting censured for not having a BUNLV week for football, I mean, in my mind, it's just not really worth it. But if it's imperative to, I mean, in
okay,
the SAS.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, so we're going to pick on Vice President Atienza, but we can listen to you when after stuff's done.
So, either for Director Nason or President Teixeira, I'm just curious about the blood drive that we were supposed to be doing between UNLV and our school. Is that going to be moved to spring? Because I know that both of us were reached out to about that.
So here's what happened with Oregon Donor West. They messed up, and do you know how they do Campaign for Compassion with the School of Journalism? They went to the School of Journalism and asked if they could do their marketing for this. So now, instead of it being like an event, the journalism school is taking over the marketing efforts for it, so it has to happen in the spring. Okay. So we're not doing the blood drive.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the first I'm hearing about the blood drive.
We know. Okay, thanks, Cole.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk to you after, Cole, so I can get the details, because it seems like you're okay if you hold it for basketball. Cool.
All right, so any questions? You got any questions for your report?
Do I have any questions?
Anyone have questions for Cameron for his report?
Come on, I'm open. Wide open.
Moving to agenda item 5G, Director of Event Programming, Mia Cannell.
Okay, so I'm working on current SAS changes for my department, mostly to the intern section. I touched on this a little bit at Senate, but we're changing the name of Unity Week and also not constricting it to a week. The goal is to have an event each month. So Precious, if you want to come sit in our meeting that we're discussing the Unity events, when we're doing that, I will let you know so you and your department can be involved. Also, if you all want to collaborate with programming on any events, please reach out to me prior to Thanksgiving so I can get all those dates and set. I figured out how to work Survey Monkey. I didn't utilize the wizard, so it wasn't smart. But the genre poll for the spring concert is going to go out within the next week and will be closed after Thanksgiving. And if you have any speaker or comedian suggestions, please let me know because we're playing this spring.
Any questions? Seeing no, moving to agenda item 5H, Director of Closing Organizations. But today we got.
So this is from Jared. He says, "Hi everyone. I apologize for my absence as I'm currently on a plane leaving a conference in Arkansas. On Thursday, I've scheduled a meeting with Sandy to get feedback on my capital fund application. My department will be discussing the club resource fund policy at our meeting. As far as commissioner projects, our team has been able to bring back 9 formerly inactive clubs. Get ASUN recognized, and we'll be reaching out to clubs that have not used club support funding this year to make a big push for spring semester. Lastly, he'll be back in time for Senate tomorrow. Please feel free to reach out to me or Jared if you have any questions."
Is that it?
Yep.
Go Jared.
Moving to agenda item 5, I, Director of Legislative Affairs, Spencer Schultz.
So I'm going to expand a little bit on the mental health legislation. Services lady, and then started doing a bunch of my own research. I stumbled upon a Legislative Council Bureau research that they did. It's called Regionalizing the Mental Health System in Nevada. All the stuff they're finding places us in the top 5 in suicide rates and mental health issues in the nation. I'm currently finding that we're seeing an increase in depression in 12 to 17 age range, specifically within Nevada, which means we're receiving students who are traditionally more depressed than usual. I'm crafting more and more legislation, but I'm waiting on the data from Counseling Services. They did a study called the Healthy Mind Study in 2016, and she has unique comparisons to other university campuses nationwide. And then once I have that, I'll have a resolution through Senate. We're doing more Wolfpack Smart Talks. Attendance for those is doing good. Policy Talk Board's coming up this week, and that's pretty much it.
Are there any questions? Senior moving to agenda item 5J, Director of Diversity Inclusion, Precious Benjo.
So pizza with the police was today. It was pretty cool or whatever. So thanks for everyone that came. Also, I talked to Hannah and Sandesh today about, he wants to create like a, he's calling it the UNR Leadership Association. Or something like that. He wants to basically bring together leaders from all around campus to basically create a coalition like the one I'm creating with clubs and orgs to kind of talk about things, like maybe meet once a semester, and he wants to start it next semester. So yeah, we're still working out the kinks. I think right now we're working on creating a list of who is going to be on that coalition or that association, and then getting times out. He wants it to be kind of like a, like it has constitution and bylaws kind of thing. So it's gonna be pretty big. As far as my coalition, I am meeting with my assistant director and Noah Adams to discuss the kinks weeks of it, so we can start reaching out to the coalition. Sandy made a listserv for it, so we're going to contact them, we'll say hi, and we want to go into their meetings in order to talk to them about it, why it's important, why they should be a part of it, and to get representatives from each organization. And besides that, happy National Heritage Month. And yeah.
Any questions?
Jared, ask one.
What?
Did he know the report?
I won't give any details on my plan besides working out the university board.
Is he on the phone?
No.
Sorry.
Are you
leaving?
What?
I have Pilates, but I'm here.
Do you have any details on what you have planned for the diversity board you talked about with Commissioner Adams?
Okay. So, when Commissioner Adams and Hannah and I meet, are you going to tell him?
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Okay. so when we meet, we're going to talk about like exactly who we want on the coalition. We have a listserv already, so we're going to go through the listserv, end it, whoever needs to be there, make sure they're there. And then we're going to start, my assistant director is going to send out like an email to the coalition, kind of welcoming them, and then talking about what the coalition consists of. But also asking for an invitation to their meeting time so that we can go to their meetings and talk to them about it even more. And then as soon as that happens, we're going to get times that fits best for people to meet. So we're also going to need to determine how often we meet, when we meet, locations, stuff like that, what we're going to talk about.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions besides that one from Jerry? Agenda item 5, K, Director of Campus Wellness, Dolly Anderson.
So Snack Packs is on its way, so that's going to be cool. I had a meeting with Jill from Weekend about Pack Fit. It was kind of disappointing because I was kind of led to believe that they had a budget, and it was very clear that they don't have that budget for Pack Fit.
We do.
No, but I was told that they also do by Sandy. So it was just kind of like going in there, and they just really have nothing. They are just doing like... So they just do their normal social media stuff, and then I looked on their social media, and they don't really do that much hashtag backfit stuff anyways. So then I just, like, realized that it's going to be, like, we're just going to, like, revamp it. We're not going to do – we're kind of straying away from the idea of a health week as well, and just trying to do it more of, like, every event is hashtag backfit type of deal instead of doing just a week. But we're still working out the kinks for that.
So, they don't have a budget, but do you know if they're doing Nevada Fit or Nevada Strong still? Like,
yeah, because that's what's on their social media.
So they're going to still try to
I don't really know what they're trying to do, because they're, like, having people, they're, like, doing personal profiles pretty much on their, like, stories on Instagram of, like, people going, trying to get individuals to go to Weegan Fitness through those, but I don't know if it's actually working, or if, because, like, you have to follow them on Instagram to see those, you know, so it's, I mean, in theory, it's a great idea to see, like, people going, but it's hard to get new, and they have, like, a social media team that they, like, work with, students to, like, try to get it going, but they're just, like, fully doing a social media campaign. Like, I would like to do a combination of, like, swag, social media, and events to try to promote, like, Weegan and other health resources on campus and whatnot. But it sounded like they're just really sticking with their social media, and that's good about it.
Cheers.
Moving into agenda item 5L, Director of Blue Crew, Cole Nason.
How embarrassing.
On a serious note, to be completely honest with you all, I'm pretty frustrated with first semester and throughout the football season, and really, I mean, the blame is on me with that, and you know, I could have been better as a director, and the department could have worked better. So I just want to apologize for that. That being said, I you know, we've been doing a lot this first semester than you know, than last year. But moving forward, I've been meeting extensively with the athletics department about probably at this point about twice a week about what we want to do for basketball. We've had really productive meetings with that. So, I mean, really from here, we can only go up. That's, you know, that's kind of what I've been saying this whole year. The Blue Crew Trophy week is Thursday through Monday. We're going to start, we posted that on social media, and we're going to keep doing that. So hopefully we get a good turnout for that. And I think we will. I mean, the men's basketball home opener is on Friday, and we should get a pretty solid attendance for that. The women's home opener is on Sunday. I'm not sure how we'll do for football, but hopefully since it's a day game, the students will come out. But besides that, we're just, we're prepping for the women's game against UConn, the women's basketball game against UConn. That's going to be a pretty big deal. So we're excited about that, and we're just in the process of planning for next semester. So.
Are there any questions? Thanks, Cole. Moving into agenda item 6, did anyone's committees meet? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Chair of Elections, Kinsella.
I submitted my work order for Inkblot, and we are choosing finally who's going to be underneath this week with James. And that's it. Thank you. And Cameron has finished his, so we will now finish the packet.
Director Bejo.
This is for you. Don't you worry.
So, green.
I thought you were. Oh, but we just didn't move on. But it's cool.
So green.
Over. It's cool. I'll see you later.
So moving back. Moving back into committee. So you want off green dot and curriculum.
Wait, have we moved
it? Yeah. Yeah, I just moved back in. Yeah, and you were the question, so then I moved back into the committees, and you're not on green dot or curriculum, so I'm stating that in agenda item 6. Right?
Okay. Yeah, so I'm not on the core curriculum board or the green dot committee, because I think Henderson is the best for that one.
Okay.
But I did meet with new board that branched off of the task force, the
diversity committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so basically, it's the one where we came up with the SLOs, and so basically now we're looking at ways to track if those SLOs are being attained by student, like surveys. So yeah.
Okay. All right. I don't think anyone else's committee's met. I already told you about the food committee at Senate. So.
Wait. No.
Oh, Garter. Luke.
I'll read you what Jared said. Core curriculum board report. At the core board meeting, we voted to approve honors 315 and HDFS 391 to meet core objectives 11 and 9, respectively. The board also had a heated debate regarding class re-verification to meet core curriculum requirements. We also discussed the interstate passport for transfer classes with TNCC representatives present. Next meeting's on December 7th. Here's another one. Union Advisory Board. Last board meeting, we discussed club resources to the Joe. Still waiting on a response from Morgan regarding a meeting to discuss more in depth. That's it.
Okay. So with that, are we gonna do the new business, Chriso?
It's up to you guys. If you want to.
Yeah. Well,
I'll do it.
I feel like that. Can we approve the funds first?
So, with that.
Okay, no, every time I open my Word document,
So just to make sure that we don't break any laws, I don't think we should approve these budgets just because the date's wrong on the agenda. I mean, like, it's not on you. I've been agendized plenty of times before. I think everyone in this room has ever been agendized. I've
never
before.
I've never done that.
Where?
I definitely Cole's misgendized.
Cole?
I had to write a letter to say.
So, we're going to move into agenda item 10. More to comment. Walbert, do you want to introduce your intern?
This is my intern. This is my Bradley.
And Mark's kind of removed from the student climate, so he says things that sometimes don't resonate with students, or they want more. So, just to put it on your guys' mind, we are going to start giving him suggestions when things happen on what to address in his statements. Brandon, do you want to touch more on it? This is from our conversation a couple weeks ago with Sandy.
Essentially just that, I don't know how specific we want this template to be. I don't know, like if we just want to have it more of a conceptual, how do I even word this? I don't know how to like say more emotion, but less emotion, you know what
Basically,
I mean?
We just are gonna give him suggestions on things. So next meeting, I'm gonna come up with a template and or Shannon Ellis is gonna send me a template and then we'll discuss it at next meeting. But seeing that we can't touch agenda item 9, I'm going to adjourn this meeting at 6:45.